Ralphie Parker only wants one present, a BB gun. But the grown-ups all say, "You'll shoot your eye out, kid." That's the plot from the holiday movie classic A Christmas Story, a plot Brian Jones knows by heart. The 30-year-old former Navy lieutenant has bought the house near downtown Cleveland where the movie was made, and he's fixed it up just like it was in A Christmas Story, right down to the leg lamp in the front window. He opened the house to the public today so other fans of the movie can step inside.
The line's about two blocks long, and it snakes then around the corner. I think it's about 2 or 3 hours to get in to see the house. It looks just like it did in the movie. It's awesome. It's got the yellow with green trim. It looks, you know, just like the Parker's house, and that's the idea, so that when you come here, you feel like you just stepped in the movie and then you just stepped into Ralphie's house.
What are people doing when they come in the house? Are they recalling their favorite scenes from the movie?
They're recalling their favorite scenes, like they're getting a picture of the leg lamp, and all the other fixtures we have, you know, family photos up on the wall. You know, I'd say we've probably got about 3,000 people coming in just today.
For all of our listeners who might not have seen A Christmas Story, we might need to explain this leg lamp thing.
In the movie, the old man gets this major award he won for filling out a crossword puzzle, and it shows up in this big crate, and he's like, "Well, what is it?" "It's a lamp. You know, it's a woman's leg, fishnet stocking, high heel, a black tasseled shade." He sticks it right in the front room window, much to the chagrin of the mother and the family, so it becomes a little battle of the lamp until she accidentally breaks it.
Now, someone told me that you actually have a side business making these things?
Actually, I'd say the house is probably the side business, and the main business is Red Rider leg lamps. We make and sell leg lamps. I just left the Navy one day. It dawned on me I should sell leg lamps. Everybody needs a leg lamp, and so that's basically how I funded the purchase and renovation of the house, is through the sale of leg lamps.
So every woman who is cringing at the thought of this leg lamp that she has to look at in her living room now has you to thank?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Brian Jones, maker of tacky leg lamps and the new owner of the Christmas Story House in Cleveland.